nose, out through your mouth in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focusing now on relaxing and letting go. Letting go more and more of the extremities of your body. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in your chakra centers, and become aware of all of the chakras. The original seven plus the two that have been added on to all of those that are working in this process. Those two being the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and the Soul Star Chakra just above your head, giving you a total of nine. There are 12, but for now, just focus on the reactivation of those nine chakras. And starting from the bottom, moving up, so just below your feet, the Earth Star Chakra. See that as a deep, dark, earth brown color. And moving up to the base of your spine, red. Bright, bright, ruby red color. Moving up to the next one, orange. And next in the solar plexus area, yellow. Heart center, blue-green. The high heart center, which also has become reactivated. That high heart center being magenta. Chakra in the throat area, sky blue. The third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. In the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And finally, the chakra just above your head, the Soul Star Chakra, brilliant pure white. Now, as you look at, as you visualize all of those chakra centers, visualize them as having a bright, brilliant color to each of them. And know that as you raise the intensity of the color in each chakra, you are also raising the frequency vibration within those chakras. And as you raise the frequency vibration in your chakras, you are raising the vibration within your entire body, both your physical, your astral, and your etheric body. All is being raised in vibration. And in that time, when you raise your vibration, you are no longer operating in the third dimension or even the lower fourth dimension. You have now raised yourself up into the higher fourth and perhaps even to the fifth dimension. If you feel that sense, if you feel that wonderful feeling coming into you, that blissful feeling, that is an indication that you have raised up into the higher vibration of the fifth dimension or the higher fourth dimension. But forgetting about dimensions, just feel the vibration. Just feel it. Know it. And allow yourself to rise now. Rise up. You, your conscious knowing self, rise up into your Soul Star Chakra, and all of your chakra centers rising up as well, merging as one into the soul star chakra, becoming your body of light, your light body, or your Merkaba body. Your body that is able to travel outside of your physical form. Yes, you can exit out through your third chakra, that being the solar plexus chakra, that center of the ego, where many do leave their bodies in that area. And then you've also been taught to leave your body through your third eye, through the middle of your forehead. But you've also learned now to leave your bodies right up through your light body and your soul star chakra. And just let yourself rise now in that body of light. See it as a great, brilliant ball of white light, you rising up in it. You can also see it as a three-dimensional six-pointed star, if you wish. As you rise up now in your vehicle of travel, your light body, rise up higher and higher, leaving your physical body falling below you. Just watch it now as you rise up and your physical body falling down below. If you have trouble visualizing, do not be concerned. Just think it, and it is so. And let yourself rise now higher and higher until you past the Earth's atmosphere, and you're now in what would be considered space, and all of the planets are now able to be shown to you, all of the millions and millions of ships that are out here, and you become aware not only of the ships and seeing the ships, but feeling the ships, feeling the consciousness in the ships. The ships themselves, as well as all of the beings that are in the ships, feel their consciousness, feel their love for you and all of mankind here in the earth. And as you look back down now at Gaia, at the earth, see her in her pristine glory. Not in the third dimension, not the illusion. See it beyond the veil. See it as we see it from above, and now you see it from above. As you look down and see Gaia in her fifth dimensional expression. And as you look down now, and as you become aware of life, life as it is, as it really is, and now you can see beyond the veil, you can see all of life that is has been invisible to you for so long. You can even find yourself now on the earth, walking around now, amongst the plants, the trees, the animals. But feel the difference in the higher vibrational frequency now. Feel the love from the creatures, from the plants, the consciousness within the rocks themselves, within the streams, the rivers, the oceans. Feel life. Life as it is meant to be, as it is going to be, as it is becoming now. You just are getting a glimpse of looking forward in that time when the vibrational frequency will be so much higher than it has been. And the resulting consciousness of life throughout, and the feeling of love, the feeling of oneness, the connectedness, that all is one within the God Source, within you and within everything else. For the God Source is within all, no exceptions. Even within the dark forces, the God Source is there, just not to be recognized as of yet. So feel the love, feel the life force moving through everything. Just as in your Star Wars, the Force is with you. The God Force, the God Source is within all and moving through all. Now, become aware of those waves of consciousness that have been coming into the earth for so long, for a number of years, even decades now. Wave after wave of love, of higher consciousness, bringing higher vibrational frequency, bringing light to the planet. Light coming down from the great central sun of this universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, the billions and billions of galaxies that are within this universe. The central suns taking this light through them and sending it on to the next one and to the next one until it reaches the sun of this solar system and then to the earth. Light coming down, being filtered down though, over a period of time, for the full ramifications of the light of this higher vibrational frequency and higher consciousness could not be felt here on the earth until it is ready, till consciousness has reached a certain point. But it is reaching that point where more and more light now, more and more higher vibrational consciousness can come down to the earth and has been coming down. Until that final wave, you can even begin to see the beginnings of that final wave that is now coming through all of the galaxies and is moving closer and closer to the sun of this solar system. And then you can project forward and see this great light as a solar flash coming from the sun of this solar system, striking the earth, and all beings, all life here on the earth, on Gaia, feeling this flash, feeling this intense vibration coming into it and moving through all of life here on the planet, and all feeling it, not all at once, but over a period of time, but some feeling it immediately as an intense, blissful feeling coming over you. Will you see the flash beforehand? Yes, you will become aware of it. See it as it descends to the earth. Now feel the love, the oneness, the connectedness of all of life as this great wave of light, of gamma light, moves throughout the planet, enveloping the planet, engulfing the planet in a tsunami of love and higher consciousness. Now allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form. But as you enter your physical body, once again, coming down through the top of your head, through your soul source, and coming down through your body, feel the light, feel the love. feel the higher consciousness moving back down into your body now, pushing out any of the old programming. For darkness cannot be where there is light. Light will always illuminate the darkness. Even just a small pinpoint of light can illuminate a great deal of darkness. See your body now filled with light. Your entire body filled with light. And light shooting out in all directions now from your physical form, your astral and etheric body, which have now joined your physical body once again. Your body of expression in this realm. And feel the aliveness now within you. Feel the power within you, the power of love. Feel it coursing through your body. You now being the body of light. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time. These times, again, as great change comes over you, comes over your planet, comes over the collective consciousness of man. And love is streaming forth, streaming down from the heavens. More and more, you are finding love coming into the equation. Love that was not understood or not felt by so many across the planet, but now it is coming in. It is coming in different ways and being shown in different ways. Being shown in simple kindness from your brothers and sisters, from your neighbors, from your friends, your family. Whatever it is coming now. You can feel it as it moves more fully across the planet. Yes, there is discourse, much discomfort, as the timelines have indeed shifted. And more are separating. But do not be concerned about that. Do not let that hold you back. Be where you are right now in the moment and in any given moment moving forward. For that is the key. That is the key to move through this transition and to move through the ascension process, to more and more find yourself in that moment. That moment of love, love for yourself and love for everyone else around you. That is the key that opens the door to the heart. And when you open the door to your heart, you open the door for others to find themselves, find their own key to their hearts as well. You are the expression of love for those around you. You are the light, the shining light within the darkness. And if you allow that to continue to happen, if you allow your divine will to continue to take hold, not my will, Father, but thine shall be done. If you follow that more and more, then you will find yourself exactly where you need to be in any given moment. And when you are there in any given moment, you fully find yourself in who you truly are. And that is the expression you are all looking for now, to fully realize, not just to know it, not just to believe it, but to fully realize that you are the expression of God within you, each and every one of you. Just as I, as Yeshua, fully realized that at some point in my life, that I was the expression of the God source within me. And once I realized that, I could then spread that out to my brothers and sisters, to all of those around me that were ready to hear my message. But it was not my message, it was my Father's message coming through me. Just as when you find that sense of power within you, and you can say out to the world that I am God within me. It is the God source within me that does the works. And when you fully understand that, when you can take a jug of water, just as I did, and know that as I began to pour it, it turned to wine, the water to wine. And yes, that did indeed happen. But it only happened because I believed in the moment that it would be so. And you also can do the same, no matter what it is, no matter what it is that you want or need in your life. You can declare it out to the world that it is now mine. And if it is indeed your Father's will, your higher God self's will, then it shall be so. That is how this works. That is how miracles happen. But they only happen when you believe that they shall be. So trust, my brothers and sisters, trust in everything within you. Trust in the power within you to bring about whatever your greatest desires are in your life. And as you do that, you will find those greatest desires becoming real for you. And in so doing, you will also be the one that is moving out and spreading the light and sharing the light. Just as you came here to be, you volunteered to be here for this. And now is the moment. It is approaching very rapidly now, where you will be called upon to go about your Father's mission. That time is coming now. But it will only be when you find yourselves in the higher vibrational frequencies, the higher consciousness within you. And that is the power of love that is coursing through you now in this moment. And whenever you find a need to find that power within you, simply ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Because you are the God source within you, moving about your daily lives. And the more that you believe that, the more, again, it shall be so. Trust in yourselves. Trust in your fellow neighbors around you, your brothers and sisters. They are all brothers and sisters. Be kind, be gentle, be nice to them. Be loving. Just as you would want unto yourself. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. But know that I and many others of your brothers and sisters that guide you from above are always here to be with you whenever you call upon us. Oh,
Om Mani Padme Om Om Om. Greetings to one who starts here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue this program that we started some time ago, but feel good about it. It is a good program that we are working with you. It is not a program that you want to overcome. It is a program that you want to embrace. Embrace the program of love and program of the power within you. Embrace the program of going moment to moment in your life. Embrace the program that this is simply a journey along your life. Embrace the program that you do not need to come to a final destination, because there is no final destination. There is always just the journey as you move along. So find the joy in every moment within that journey, and you will find the joy in your life. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, good.
Loud and clear.
last week, I sent out an email, and it had to do with these new med beds that are out. And they're called the Tesla Med Bed Centers, and they gave us an email to email address ask for a session with them. And so I did, and a couple others in our group did also. And I'm not sure about it. So I used my crystal pendulum and asked it if I should trust these people, and it said no. So I'm asking you, what do you feel about this particular group, this Tesla MedBed Center?
It is not so much of what we feel, it is so much of what is known here. And it is known that you must trust yourself. We know that is not the answer that you want here, but we cannot tell you one way or the other how you should move about your daily business here. That is up to you and to your higher God self. So if you are trusting your higher God self to reach you and give you the understanding that you need as to how to move forward, then that is what you need to do. Now, in that process of doing as you are doing, it can lead to something else, and then to something else yet after that. That is a hint we will give here, because what is happening is a process. It is a beginning process of bringing these new technologies forward here. And they are coming, and as those ones that are bringing this information to you, whatever sources it might be, are bringing the process forward here as we find it. So embrace it. Embrace the changes as they are coming to you. And these devices, these technologies will be released and are in the process of being released right now. Okay, Shoshana.
Oh, we will share here.
Very good, yes.
May we share, dear brother?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Dear brother, we understand the answer that one who serves gave, and that is accurate. But we will go further here. Even though we should not, we will go further here, and we will say that your pendulum is correct. Namaste.
Oh, thank you. That was what I needed to hear. Thank you very much. For all of it, though. Thank you very much, both of you.
We will say here, when this information is more fully released, there will not be any question of doubt here as to whether it is real or not. Okay?
Great, thank you. And just along with that, my crystal pendulum, I have these, once in a while I have a doubt, you know, whether, is it always my higher self that comes through my pendulum, or can someone, you know, like a dark entity come in and give me a wrong answer? Does that
we will quote We will quote the wise one Yoda in your Star Wars. And that is why you fail. Because you do not believe.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Very wise one, that one, by the way. Very wise.
Yes, cheers.
There be other questions here?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
Okay, who's okay. First?
This is Catherine. So I've been thinking about my inquiry of last week about walking in figure eight. And so the purpose of my speaking now is to ask for a deeper understanding. I'm asking basically Shoshana, because she gave the information that this is a practice that is ancient. And please, I'd like to receive some additional information to understand.
And Shoshana was the one who gave you more of what you were looking for. We will turn that over to her then.
Dear sister, we will share here. May we share?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, what do you wish to know?
The purpose and the end effect, the intention, because this just happens unknowingly. I start walking in figure eight.
Dear sister, we will share here. We understand your desire. We will tell you that there is no shortcut here. You must continue to follow your guidance. And as you follow your guidance, many of these answers will be revealed to you, you see. We are not given the permission to give you these answers immediately, because it is your journey, dear sister, to discover why you are doing this, and the purpose for it is yours to find, not ours to give, you see. So you must be patient, allow the process to take place. You can meditate upon this, and we promise you that if you are not anxious about this, if you are willing to be patient and continue this process, those answers will be revealed to you. Our heart goes out to you as we wish to give you answers, but it is not within our permission, within our purview, to answer this for you. This is important for you to follow this yourself and to discover what it is you are doing. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is.
Yes, this is Laura. Oh, you want to, who is that?
Miss Tom?
Oh, yeah. You want to go first and I'll go after you?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I was listening to another channeling from Megan Rose. She was talking to, and somebody asked Belnick a question about clones. And Belnick responded by saying that 75% of the Earth's population are clones. And my question to you is that correct? That's very unsettling.
We would ask you first here, what is your feeling on this? Because you say it is unsettling.
I would say at the most 50%, but 75% is three-quarters of the entire planet clones. I think that's false. But
we would say it is a great deal less than that. There is no indication that beyond those of the cabal and their forces, that there is any cloning occurring, and even much less than what you might think of in terms of what is occurring. especially now as the cloning operations have been largely shut down now. This is a little bit more than we wanted to give on this, but it is okay. We can give this to you, and we have. So, Sonia, do you have anything you would add?
We can share here. We can share a deeper understanding. If we may, dear brother, may we share?
Anytime.
Dear brother, the first thing that we would ask, and we do not know this channel. We do not know the information this one would be providing. We would ask, what is the definition that is being used here? What is the definition of a clone for this one? Do you know?
I do not.
This word has a broader meaning. As humans come back again and again and again and again, reincarnate with much of the same mission, with much of the same DNA, with much of the same process, because they have not completed what they came here to do, and so they just keep coming back. They are not awake yet. So if this one meant that this cloning is because it is a repeat, then we would say, yes, most of the population is repeating, is it reincarnating to continue the journey as they have not completed it. And then there are many that are living what is called a pivotal lifetime, which is a completion cycle where they will move on to ascension. So we do not know what they meant, and perhaps you would wish to explore that with those that were asking the questions. Namaste.
And always know, as you hear any information, how does it feel to you? How does it bring the feeling to you? And that is an indication then of what is real and what is not real for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Are there any other questions here?
Yes, perfect. Because that was cool. That was the first part of my question. Beautiful, brother. You asked part of it. Okay, so I did hear a little something more. I heard clones or not ensouled beings. And what that made me wonder, and I think you answered a lot of it, Joanna, but let's just tweak it a little bit more and see if this there's any sense to this. That made me wonder if maybe there may be some way we're kind of manifesting unsold replicas to fulfill on whatever our life journey is, and maybe they then disappear, almost like a video game, right? And you go into a room, and then there's all these beings in there that are doing whatever you're doing in that room, but then you leave and they're not there anymore. Are we doing anything like that? That would cause him to say the non-souled beings, or do you think it's the first? Because he seemed very on point with everything else. That's why I was jiving with him, and then we got hit with this. So is there something like that going on?
We would say here that most of the population of this planet is in-souled. So there is not that indication as we find it here. There are those, though, that have moved beyond the soul, you might say, have left their soul or let it go in terms of the cloning process, yes. But it is very, very minimal here as we find it. But we cannot give you much more information on this because that is going to come out in the times ahead in terms of the truth coming forward and being revealed here. Shoshana, maybe
we can share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please. Thank you.
This is beyond complicated here. We will attempt to explain it, but it is beyond. It is extremely complicated. So, the first thing that you must understand is what the soul is. What is a soul? The second thing you must understand is that the soul, which is the connection, the part of God that you live as a human being, is in control of everything. And even if there was a being that man-made being called a clone, the memory of that being is recorded. It is part of the Akashic record. It is in pursuit of completing a mission that the soul has placed as part of the journey of the human, you see. So the being that you call clone that does not have a soul, does have a soul. It is part of the being that created it, you see. So if man created a clone in his image, that clone becomes part of man and becomes part of the soul record and becomes part of the Akashic record. So there is no such thing as a being not being ensouled. It is all part of the record, you see. We hope this makes sense to you, dear sister. Namaste.
Yes, it does make sense. Thank you so much.
Very good. Then we are ready to move on. Are there any other further questions?
I have one more.
Yes.
Last week, a Blossom Goodchild in the Galactic Federation that she's who channels through her was saying that there's this they call it Fergus the Fungus, and that it was going to be released on the world, and that we would all have to be all have to stay inside. I know it sounds like fear porn, but I thought I would just pass it by you.
It is not fear porn here, because there is the plans, we will say here, of those of the dark forces of the cabal that have various things up their sleeve, we will say here. More of the plan that they are attempting to bring forward. And one of those is a type of, we will not use the term fungus, but a type of illness, creating it here, that they want to release to the population of the planet. But understand that even if they do attempt that, those of the forces of light, the Alliance, already know of this ahead of time. They already know the plan moving forward here. And they are ready to intercept it, just as they intercepted the one called COVID, which was not anywhere near what those of the forces of darkness attempted to bring forward, because the light forces overcame it and were able to minimize in various ways the implications of the full force of what they had intended to release here. So it is a continuing process. One side does this, another the other side overcomes it in various ways. You see? Battle of light versus dark. And that is a continuing process. But it is coming to an end, because the end, as we can see here, is not far off in terms of the forces of light coming to, we won't say a final battle, but it may appear to be that. And it will largely overcome that which those forces are attempting to do here. We hope this answered it somewhat without a direct answer here, because we cannot give direct answer, because it is part of the consciousness, the vibration and consciousness of the planet as it continues to move forward. And as you know, in each moment, consciousness and vibration changes. Shoshana, do you have something to share here?
We wish to share, but we wish to get clarification on this. May we share, dear brother?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Dear brother, what is it that you heard? What is it that you believe?
Oh, well, you know, I just happened to run across this channeling, and I listened to it, and they were saying that, you know, there was still something coming up, like a scare, you know, scare tech, if you're foreign to me, but Fergus the fungus. And, you know, I don't like buying into those things because, you know, if I give credence to it, then I help create it. So that's why I brought it up, just to clear the air with it. And
are you asking, dear brother, if the statement was true or false?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
It is false.
Oh, good. Yes, good. Yeah.
Namaste.
Great. Thank you. Cheers.
Very good. We take one more question if that is. Otherwise, we are ready to release chat.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yesterday, I had a chance to spend some time with a friend who's going through some, you know, difficult situations in their life. And anyway, we were chatting, and they're giving me a Christian perspective, and I'm trying to give some of the information that we've gotten from, you know, ancient awakenings and so forth. And so he looked at me, they looked at me in confusion, and I said, oh, let me just do the Vulcan mind meld on you, and another confusion. So I said, here, let's do this. And I grabbed my hair and whipped it around. I said, take this and connect this to your ponytail. So we did. It was kind of goofy, like just like, because they never saw the second avatar. And I was trying to explain the oneness of the water and so forth, and the total oneness of consciousness. Anyway, and so I just left it at that. We were laughing. I laughed at, you know, and I just passed it off. But they said, oh, my gosh, I've got tingles all over me. And I was like, oh, my God, this is weird. So, and then they said, oh, I still had this really ice-cold feeling right in the back of his, their hair, the neck, right in the neck area. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? And then I felt it. I had it, too. I thought that was so, like, oh, my gosh, it's Avatar, right? So I thought I'd ask you, could you explain that? Is that really happening?
We would say here, you do not need to ask if it is really happening because you already know the answer to that. But we would say that there is certainly an indication here of the glimpses that we have been speaking of. Glimpses do not need to be just a visionary glimpse. They can be a vibrational glimpse, a feeling, that blissful feeling, a sense of tingling in the body, these types of things which indicate truth to the one that is feeling it at the time. So, yes, that is what this is, and you have what you would call opened the door for this one to believe here, to begin to awaken.
Thank you.
Okay, Shoshana?
Oh, we can share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, those that resonate to this movie, to this documentary, this Avatar documentary that is now two documentaries, those that resonate, why do you think that is?
They're awakening. They're recognizing it.
And why did they recognize it?
They're being filled with more light.
Dear sister, they are recognizing it because they have lived it. They have been that. They have been those creatures. They have lived in those worlds. They recognize it deeply because they have been those beings. They know what it is to connect. They know what it is to become one with all things. The Avatar movie was meant to show that all things are connected. All things are one. One affects the other, affects the other, affects the other. And the human that resides in the third dimension has really lost that concept completely, for the most part. Those like yourself that resonate deeply, remember, they are remembering. So we laugh a little. We find joy in your statement. We don't mean laugh at you, we are finding great joy in the idea that you would connect with another human being. Give me your ponytail. I will connect you to my hair, because that is what you know. That is what you have done. That has been an experience for you that worked on another realm, on another planet. And the result of feeling is because it is real, you see. It is a real experience for you, and you are imparting that experience to another. Dear sister, you must understand that you are far advanced from most. And that is why you attempted this. Namaste.
Thank you. That was great.
Namaste, dear one.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
Well, we will say that when one resonates deeply to the truth, it's because it is. And when one resonates deeply that something is false, it's because it is. There is really no other thing. That when a being is in touch with who they are and has tapped into the higher guidance, which is always there, then that which they experience as true or that which they experience as false is just for them, and to trust themselves, to trust that is their journey. Namaste.
Very good. And we would simply say, be kind to one another. Go about your day. Find the commonalities between you rather than the things that draw you apart. And you will find as you do this that you will be more and more able to be in the moment and find that joy in the moment. Just be nice to one another as much as you possibly can. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.